heard about a third fight between you and Apollo.
Behind closed doors.
Is that true?
How do you know all this?
I'm a son.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film Creed.
Sylvester Stallone gives an Oscar-worthy performance in Creed. I'll repeat that. Stallone is Oscar-worthy in Creed. The Rocky franchise is 39 years old, and this reboot focuses on the son of the late Apollo Creed, while the Rocky Balboa character officially cuts off his gloves and morphs into the Mickey character from the early films, becoming the grizzled trainer for Adonis Creed. Hard to believe, Sly is actually slightly older than Burgess Meredith was in 1976. Michael B. Johnson is quite good as the young upstart boxer, but it's Stallone who supplies the essential world weariness and gravitas to this latest installment in the series. I was one of the many naysayers when the project was first announced, and I'm happy to report that I was wrong, and I should have known better when it was reported that Creed was being directed and co-written by Ryan Coogler, the talent that debuted with the excellent Fruitvale Station in 2013. This film has all of the familiar ingredients, the training montage, the climactic title bout, a sampling of that marvelous Bill Conti score, but Mr. Coogler adds just enough of his own personal stamp to make it seem fresh and original. So to paraphrase Gordon Gekko from Wall Street, Creed is good. And did I mention that Stallone is superb? Ed, back to you.
Thanks, Mark, and as always, don't forget to check out Mark's terrific website at reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com. You can read all of his long-form reviews, and Mark will be back again next week. Well, you're tired. You need to get some sleep. But do you know that sometimes your sleep can really annoy your significant other and keep that person awake? And how do you do that? No. It's snoring. That's correct. I have been poked and prodded and pushed and slapped and slugged and pretty much just pounded on for the past 21 years because, yes, and I am not afraid to admit in front of this microphone, in front of you and the rest of the nation, that I do snore. Yes, sometimes I sound like a grizzly, as do many of... And is this more of a male problem? I've heard my wife really rip some good snores every once in a while, but it seems to be more of a male issue. Anyway, there are easy ways that you can get rid of a snoring problem. We found this on CheatSheet.com. Here we go. The first one would be to stay hydrated. Drinking plenty of water is an important way to prevent snoring. Secretions in your nose and soft palate become stickier when you're dehydrated. This lovely comment brought to us by Daniel P. Slaughter, MD. He told this to WebMD. This can create more snoring. Your water intake should be spread throughout the day, but if you feel dehydrated at night, it's worth drinking several glasses of water before you settle in for the night. The next one, lose weight. If you are overweight, weight loss doesn't help everyone, but if your snoring started after you gained weight, this might be the method for you. Extra weight around your neck can squeeze the throat and trigger snoring. Try incorporating more exercise and healthier eating habits into your daily routine if you think a weight problem may be the culprit. The next one would be to change your sleep position. Sleeping on your side instead of on your back is a commonly cited snoring remedy. When you sleep on your back, the base of your tongue and soft palate can collapse to the back of your throat, causing a vibrating sound. See, when we give information on this show, we don't just give basic information. We get all the way in there. We're talking about things vibrating all over the place. All right, here's one. Taping tennis balls to the back of your pajama is recommended to prevent rolling onto your back. Oh, that's terrific. So we'll solve the snoring issue, but then you're going to have this wicked backache for the next 2 weeks. Why? Because you had two tennis balls duct taped to the back of your pajamas. That doesn't solve the issue. And then next week you'll be hoping I have this story, Ways to Solve Insomnia. Do you think your loved one, that significant other, wants to see you in so much pain and have balls taped to your back simply to eliminate the snoring problem? I think mine would say yes. Anyway, elevating your head can also help with snoring by opening the nasal passages, but it may cause neck pain. Oh, this is terrific. So you get the balls taped to your back. You're going to have the backache. Now you're going to have neck pain because you're elevating yourself probably on like 9 pillows, but you're not going to snore. But you won't even be able to crawl out of bed in the morning because you're going to be in so much pain because of these remedies. It will destroy your life in so many other ways. Back to the story. If your snoring continues even after changing position, you may have sleep apnea and should see a doctor. And I think the first thing he or she would say, stop taping balls to your back before you go to sleep. Tennis balls. Again, these are easy ways, supposedly, to help get rid of your snoring problem. The next one would be stick to a healthy sleep routine. Poor sleep habits can exacerbate snoring, so try to get plenty of sleep every night and always go to bed and wake up around the same time each morning. Working long hours and skipping out on sleep doesn't just make you cranky in the morning. When you go to bed overtired, Slaughter explained, Dr. Slaughter that is, you sleep hard and deep and the muscles become floppier, which creates snoring. So if you have that type of job where maybe you work a few days, then you work the dreaded overnight shift, all of a sudden you become a snoring machine. Next on the list, open nasal passages. Sometimes snoring starts in your nose, in which case opening the nasal passages is the best way to remedy the situation. Nasal strips can be helpful to raise and open up the nasal passages, and a hot shower before bed can do the same thing, in addition to relaxing your muscles to help you fall asleep. If you are extremely congested or have a cold, rinsing with a neti pot might be more effective. The next one, reduce allergens. Allergens in your bedroom could be the major driver behind your snoring problem. Keep your bedroom clean and dust-free, and pay special attention to your pillows. Dust mites can accumulate in them and cause allergic reactions that lead to snoring. Put your pillows in the dryer on the air fluff cycle once every few weeks and replace every 6 months to keep dust mites at bay. Animal dander can also be irritating, so you may want to try keeping pets out of the bedroom or at least off the bed. As soon as I bring up anything about dust mites, my memory harkens back to a segment, and let's see if you remember this. If you're of a certain age, do you remember that show, That's Incredible? John Davidson, Fran Tarkenton, Kathy Lee Crosby, ABC, late 70s, maybe very, very early 80s. They did a segment on that show one night where they had this microscopic camera that showed pictures of what dust mites really look like. It scared the living dust out of me. These things look like monsters. I thought of them every night for the next maybe 2 weeks because they said, this is what you're really sleeping with every single night. And it sticks to me to this day. This literally has just gotten into my mind and has never really gotten out. And now when I realize that I could be snoring because of these horrific microscopic monsters all over my pillow, it scares me even more. All right, and the other one is avoid alcohol and sedatives. Drinking alcohol 4 to 5 hours before bed can make snoring worse. And people who don't normally snore will often snore after drinking alcohol. This happens because alcohol and other sedatives reduce the resting tone of the muscles in the back of your throat, making snoring more likely. Alcohol can also potentially keep you awake or disrupt your sleep in the middle of the night, so giving up drinking may be the cure to two of your sleeping problems. There you go. Insomnia and snoring. It's all because you're drinking too much. So, it's a good thing to do. Put down the bottle and have a much more relaxed night's sleep. All right, it's easy to say. If you have a snoring problem, you don't even know because you think about this. You've never heard yourself snore. My wife got so annoyed at me, this has got to be, well, it's not that long ago, maybe a couple of months back, where she said she was ready to grab her phone and record me snoring so that I would understand her plight when I woke up in the morning. She didn't do it because I rolled over on my own, because maybe I had those tennis balls taped to my back, I don't know, but it stopped and she didn't have to get to the such demonstrative way of being able to illustrate to me that I am loud and pretty much just a grizzly bear in the middle of the night. So there you go. We all snore, come on. Men, right, men? You understand. It's part of us being men. And women act like, oh, we don't snore. We're so pleasant and lovely while we're in bed all night. Oh, really? There's about 5 or 6 stories we can do on that. Moving right along, just because you're not overweight doesn't mean that you're fit and healthy. Well, the truth is you can be skinny fat. Yes, there is such a thing as skinny fat, and you can snore as well. ACE certified personal trainer Lisa Ritchie has this week's Fit in a Minute.
Weight doesn't equal fitness. You can starve yourself or waste money on fat-burning pills and supplements, which are really just chemicals to raise your blood pressure and speed up your metabolism, and can be quite dangerous. Eating properly, gaining strength and cardio function and flexibility keeps your body healthy. It's entirely possible for a thin person to have a high body fat percentage. You can have two women sitting side by side. They both weigh 145 pounds and are 64 inches tall. However, one's a bodybuilder and has 18% body fat. The other is an office worker who sits all day and has 32% body fat. The American College of Sports Medicine gives healthy body fat guidelines for men ages 20 to 50 of between 15 and 25%. For women, those averages are running between 22 and 30%. Losing weight alone does not lower your cholesterol, can't prevent osteoporosis, boost your immune system, or lead to healthier pregnancies and better quality of life. But eating right and exercising regularly can. I'm ACE certified personal trainer Lisa Ritchie, and that's your Fit in a Minute. Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Lisa. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenke.
America Weekend. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.